In the Temple, the History of the Empire. Built at the beginning of our era, the temple was one of the essential elements of the vast urban plan elaborated in the Augustan period. Facing east, dominating the Forum Euetus, the pre-Roman meeting place, it was integrated, probably in the 2nd century, into a monumental complex, the Forum Novum. This one, constituted by a new public square and a civil basilica, was developed to the west of the temple. Thus, contrary to the architectural tradition of the tripartite Forum of Gaul, where the temple dominated the public place and was facing the basilica, that of Lugdunum, keeping its essential orientation, turned their backs. The temple itself, posed on a high podium, was composed of a square cella preceded by pronaos with 6 columns of frontage and 3 columns of depth, surmounted of Corinthian capitals with acanthus leaves. It was part of a vast parabola, an open-air courtyard closed by a wall on the west side and surrounded on the other 3 sides by a wide portico raised a few steps above the courtyard. The addition of 3 niches to the north and south porticos at the end of the 1st century AD, the central niche being semicircular and those at the ends rectangular, seems to have been the only transformation that this cult complex underwent. In the center of the eastern portico, a monumental vestibule that protruded onwards gave access to it. Finally, placed in the axis of the temple and the entrance, a square base, whose date of construction remains uncertain, supported a monument of which no remains remain today. It could be either the base of the main altar, always installed outside the temples in the case of ancient sanctuary, or that of a small tetrapile, like the municipal temple of the imperial cult in Lyon, at the confluence of the Rhone and the Saône. The characteristics of the temple, which is said to be close to the Maison Carrée in the city of Nîmes, and its location in the heart of the city, are those of buildings dedicated to the imperial cult, a cult well attested by inscriptions, dated for the most complete of them to the 2nd century. Inscriptions which mention sacerdotes Roma and Augusti, priests attached to the cult of Rome and Augustus. Because of the early date of its installation, however, another form of imperial cult cannot be excluded. This was probably celebrated until the 4th century, when the first traces of abandonment and transformation appear. One can still see, installed on the western portico of the Peribulus, the remains of adventitious buildings, including those of a small thermal establishment. Now, while going from the temple to the cult to the emperor, to the Christian Basilica, you will go along the facades of the urban luxurious residences without seeing them. More than 3 centuries of history lie under your feet.